Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Sanhedrin, Perik Hey, Mishnah Hey. Im Matsu Leischus. If most of the Dayanim found a reason to say that, he should not be Chayiv. So Pitaru. They patter him, they acquit him. But Vim Lav, if most of the Dayanim hold that he's Chayiv. Mavirin Dina Lamachar, they delay the final psak until the next day. Maybe. If they'll have some extra time, they'll be able to think of reasons to say he's potter. And what do they do for the rest of the day? Zok de Mishnah, hoyem is davgin. They would get together, zugais, zugais, in pairs. Umemaiten b'maichel. They have to eat less than usual. Because when you eat too much, you get sleepy. And we want them to be up all night and try to find the schos. V'loy hoyem shoysin yayin. They didn't drink wine at all. Kol hayayin. Because even a little bit of wine will take away your ability to think 100% clearly. V'noisnin will continue to discuss what the halach is with this person, kol halayla, throughout the night. U'lemacharas, and on the next day, mashkim, and they wake up early. U'boyin lebezden, and they come to Bezden. Hamezaka oimer, the shoifet who paskind that he should be potter, says, ani mezaka. I said he should be potter. Omezak and Ibim Kaimi, and I still hold that way. V'hamechayiv oimer, and the shoifet, who said he should be chayiv, says, that's if he didn't change his mind, ani mechayiv. I held to start with his chayiv, omechayiv and Ibim Kaimi, and I still hold that way. Now, if he changed his mind, he can say, no, but now I'm switching sides, and I'm saying that he should be potter. Indeed, a Dayan who first said he's Chayev, he can change his mind to say now he's Potter. But a Dayan who said he should be Potter, he can't change his opinion and now try to explain that the person is Chayev. If they made a mistake, they don't remember what they had originally said. Or they forgot the reason for why they said what they originally did. So Shnei Soifri HaDayonim, the two Soifrim, the two scribes of the Dayonim. Remember we learned about them earlier? They would check what they wrote, and Maskirinais, and they would remind them. And now the Mishnah goes on to the next step. Im Matzah Leischos, if they found a reason to say he's Pater Piteru, they patter him right away. But V'yom Lav, if not, Oim Dilaminyan, they take a vote. Shnayim asa mezakin, if out of 23 dayanim, because you have to have 23 dayanim, sometimes you add, but you have to have at least 23 to start with. Let's see, out of these 23, Shnayim asa mezakin, 12 say he's potter, v'achad asa mechayiv, and 11 say he's chayiv, zakai, he goes free. A one vote majority is enough to send him free. But if it's the other way around, Shnayim asa mechayiv, and 12 vote to be mechayiv, the achad osim mezakin, and 11 vote to pater him. The afilu achad osim mezakin, even if 11 vote to pater him, the achad osim mechayven, and 11 vote to say he's chayiv. The echad oimer in yidayan, one says, I don't know. The afilu esim mushnayim mezakin, even if 22 out of the 23 say pater, oy mechayven, or 22 out of the 23 say chayiv. The echad oimer in yidayan, one of them says, I don't know. You see, the Dayanim, they have no problem saying they don't know. Regular people are sometimes embarrassed to say, I don't know. So they'll say something even if they're not sure. Because they don't want to think that they don't know. The bigger a person is, the more he's not embarrassed to say, I don't know. Sometimes Rashi says, I don't know. Why does Rashi have to say, I don't know? So there's no Rashi on that Pasuk. There's no Rashi in every Pasuk. Rashi wants to teach us. It's okay to say, I don't know. So here we have the greatest Dayanim in Klal Yisrael. And they have no problem saying, I don't know. Zok de Mishnah Vayter, Yosifu HaDayanim. They add more Dayanim to the Bezdin. Because in all these three cases, they can't reach a psak without adding more Dayanim. In the first case, where 12 said he's Chayav, 11 said he's Potter. So we said a one-vote majority is not enough to be a Mechayefin. In the next two cases, where one of the Dayanim says he doesn't know, so we don't have a court of 23, the minimum for a case where the person is chayiv misis 23 dayanim. Now, if he doesn't know, so it's like he's not there. He doesn't count. Yet we have no opinion from this judge. Without 23, says the Batanur, we can't be mechayiv him and we can't pater him. Says the Mishnah, at kama mesif, and how many judges do they add? Sakta the Mishnah, shnayim, shnayim, two at a time, ad shivim ve'echad, until 71, they add two. If out of the two, one says chayiv, the other says pater, so we didn't accomplish anything. So you have to add another two, and this keeps going until 71. You can't have more than 71, more than the Sanhedrin Agada. Okay, so let's say I went up to 71. What do I do if out of the 71, shloishim v'shisha mezaken, 36 say potter, v'shloisha v'chamisha mechayiv, and 35 say is chayiv. Zakai? A majority of one is enough to say he's potter. But what if out of the 71, shloishim v'shisha, 36 mechayivin, say is chayiv, and only Ushloisha v'chamisha, 35 mezaken say he's potter? Now, I can't say he's chayiv because a majority of one is not enough to be mechayiv. So the Mishnah done in Elu keneged Elu. They keep discussing, they keep debating, they keep arguing, one with another. Achayira echad min ha-mechayiv in diri ha-mezak until one of the dayon, who initially voted to be mechayiv, changes his mind, and he agrees with the opinion of those who voted to pater him. So now I have a majority, and even a one majority is enough to pater him. Now, B'emes, the Gemara says it could be the other way around as well. It could be letzad chayva. If one of the judges who until now was saying he should be pater changes his mind, and he accepts the words of the mechayvim, so now you'll have 37 who say chayiv and 34 who say pater. You'll have more than the two necessary dayanim to weigh it over to the chayiv side. But wait a second, but we learned before that once you say pater, you can't change your mind to say chayiv. The answer to that is, that's only throughout the deliberation as they're discussing it. But by the gemar din, you could change your mind. So we could have used that mashal, that they're going to deliberate and talk to each other until one of the people who says pater is going to change his mind and say chayiv. But the Tana would rather finish off by something more pleasant, which is that one who previously said chayiv now says that he's pater. Okay, chazring over our Mishnah here, Perikei Mishnah Hei. We learned that if you find a reason to pater him, they can do it on that day. If not, you have to wait until tomorrow, because maybe the dayanim will find, or they'll be up all night and figure out a way to say, no, really he's pater. The Mishnah even told us after they finished deliberating, they break up into pairs. Each one discusses with his friend. Let's rethink this. They weren't supposed to eat too much, because if you eat too much, your mind isn't clear. And they weren't supposed to drink at all, because any wine could make it that your judgment isn't 100% clear. So they proceed to discuss this the entire night. The next morning, the Yonim get up and they come to Bezin to continue discussing it. Everyone repeats his opinion. The one who said Pater yesterday says, Ani Mezaka. I was the one who said Pater yesterday. And I maintain that opinion for now. Until the Gemar Din, he can't change his mind. Now, Mechayev, the one who said Chayev yesterday, we learnt. He says, I am also maintaining that opinion. But he could change his mind and say it's Pater. They're not sure who said what, or they forgot the reasons why someone said Chayev or Pater. You have the two Seifrim. They wrote everything down. They could remind them. If Bezin finds a schus, they can pater him. If not, now we have to take account. Now, if 12 of the 23 say pater and 11 say chayiv, even though there's only a majority of one, but to pater him, a majority of one is enough. If 12 out of the 23 say chayiv and 11 say pater, you only have a majority of one. And that's not enough to say he's chayiv. Even if 11 say pater and 11 say chayiv and one says, I don't know. So it's as if he's not there. And you can't be mechayiv someone unless you have a bezin of 23. Even if 22 of the 23 dayanim say he's pater or chayiv, and one of them says, I don't know, we have to add on dayanim. We'll add on two at a time, and if those two are split, we add on another two, until we get to 71, but no more because it can't be any larger than the Sanhedrin Hagadol. So now we have 71, we can't add any more dayanim. 36 say Potter, and let's say 35 say Chayiv. What if 36 say Chayiv and 35 say Potter? Can't add on anymore. The max is 71 Dayanim. So the Mishnah concluded by telling us, Don and Elu can get Elu, they just have to work it out. The side that says Potter and the side that says Chayiv, until someone's going to have to change their mind. The Mishnah says, until one of the Mechayvin changes his mind and says he's Potter.